This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praises due to Allah, who is magnificent in his essence, perfect in his attributes, and undeniable in his presence. And may peace and blessings be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam. And Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are indeed victorious. How long it seemed that we were waiting for Ramadan and we were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to experience another Ramadan, and we were anxious and we waited and waited with bated breath, and here we are on the cusp of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it so precisely when He said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. They are a limited number of days. But the good news is that what remains is better than what has preceded. And as we usher in these last 10 nights, we are reminded of, inshaAllah ta'ala, in this short khutbah, I intend to just remind about a few practical actions that we can commit ourselves and recommit ourselves to, so that we be of those who are successful. And the one who is successful is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from. Approaching these last 10 nights with a recommitment to Qiyam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And we always see every Ramadan, it starts off with a lot of energy, and then there's the mid-Ramadan dip, and then there's the last 10 where the energy picks back up again. And so let us be of those who, inshallah ta'ala, recommit to finishing the last 10 strong. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever stands the month of Ramadan out of iman wa ihtisab, seeking its reward, recognizing its reward, and out of faith, they will have their sins forgiven. And so what we are praying for, what we are worshipping for, what we are seeking is the forgiveness of sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also instructed us that in the last 10 nights to seek out a night that is equal to the worship of 1,000 months, Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an entire surah about this night. And the story of this revelation is incredible, because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were informed about a man from Bani Israel who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 months, every day going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and every night praying Qiyam. And so the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they heard that story, they said their objection or their question was incredibly... It instructs us to their psychology. It instructs us to the spirit of competition that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had. They said, "O Messenger of Allah, one of us doesn't even live that long. We don't even have 80 years of adulthood. We might, if a person lives a long life, they might themselves live to 80, and that's as much as can be hoped for." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that the lifespan of this ummah is between 60 and 70. And so their question indicates that they were not satisfied being the best worshippers of their generation, but they wanted to be the best who ever worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, that the worship of Laylatul Qadr is better than the worship of 1,000 months. As a consolation for an ummah that was given shorter lifespans, we were given these seasons of goodness where a person stands for one night, and because of their standing, they are given the reward of 1,000 months of worship. And so this is an incredible opportunity, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to seek it out in the last 10 nights and to seek it out in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. And the Sahaba differed with regards to what night is Laylatul Qadr. And so you had Abu Sa'id al-Khudri who said that it's on the 21st night. And you had Ibn Abbas who said that it's on the 23rd or the 27th night. And you have Ubay ibn Ka'ab who said that it's on the 27th night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best the majority of scholars hold, and the way that they combine between these evidences is that Laylatul Qadr rotates. One year may be on the 21st, another year may be on the 23rd, and one year may be on the 25th. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not simply tell us? Well, anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam communicates to us the incredible value of something, like it is khayrun min alfi shahr, but doesn't tell us exactly who, what, when, where, why, it indicates to us the importance of the journey and importance of striving. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah has one name that is the greatest name. Whoever is asked by it will be granted, and whoever requests it will be received. And he doesn't tell us what name it is. And we are told that on Friday there is an hour where your dua is accepted, and we're not told what hour. And so what does that require of us? It requires from us to strive and to seek and to knock on every door, that those doors be opened, or that that door be opened. And so number two is to seek out Laylatul Qadr. And number three, of course, is dua. Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about it, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ, that on the day of, or the night of power, every matter is determined. Every matter is determined. And so Ibn Abbas said, even the names of the Hujjaj for that year, whoever's going to go to Hajj in 3 months, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return us to our house, to his house, a beautiful return. But their names are written, and a person may be walking amongst the living, having been decreed on Laylatul Qadr to be of someone who passes away that year, and the rizq is dispersed, and all of these things are facilitated on that night. And so for a person to meet it with dua is incredibly fortunate, that a person meets that night of power seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty. And Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Tirmidhi, and she said, if I experience Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? And he said, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. If there's nothing else to remember from this khutbah, it is to constantly make this something that you are constantly reciting over these last 10 nights, that you say, oh Allah, you pardon, you love to pardon, so pardon me. You overlook, you remove the trace of sin. You love to do so, so remove the trace of mine. So seeking a lot of dua in the last 10 nights. Number four, of course, is the recitation of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. The recitation of the Qur'an is the best dhikr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best of those who fast are those who make the most dhikr. And so recitation of the Qur'an, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you know, he recited the Qur'an and he reviewed the Qur'an in his last Ramadan of his life twice over with Jibreel alayhi salam. And so that we occupy ourselves with the recitation of the Qur'an, and we use what remains of the days of Ramadan to develop and to continue to strengthen our Qur'an habits. Number five is to give sadaqah. To give sadaqah. We know the program of Ramadan. Every year we know how it goes. We know that it goes with Taraweeh. Nobody should be surprised by now that there's going to be fundraisers. No one should be surprised whether you go to any masjid in the world and there's a fundraiser in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. We all continuously have a choice every year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَوْ أَرَادُ الْخُرُوجَ لَأَعَدُّ لَهُ عُدَّ. This verse always makes me reflect on Ramadan actually in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is chastising those who had an opportunity to go on a campaign with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they had wanted to actually go with you, they would have prepared for it. And so preparing for distribution of sadaqah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says in the hadith that's in Bukhari, he says, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajudun nas, that he was the most generous of the people. And he was most generous in Ramadan. And so letting that generosity touch every matter or every project that we can facilitate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy for us that a person can simply go online and they can schedule from today their donations for the last 10 nights. And then you don't have to worry about it. Or whatever you give can be a fadl, it can be an increase. But you don't have to worry about, did I find somebody to give charity today? Did I forgot yesterday? What can I do today to fix that? That you sit there and you automate your donations and that you take advantage of that. And then the last that I'll mention of a good deed, and there are many good deeds that a person can create, and every one of us should put some thought into how we want to spend the last 10 nights based on our personality, based on our time commitments, based on our schedules. But one of them that I don't want to overlook is the connecting with your ties of kinship. Because guaranteed, on Laylatul Qadr, people are going to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rizq. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us a secret recipe for those who are seeking rizq. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as reported by Al-Bukhari, مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُبْسَطْ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ, that whoever wants for their rizq to be expanded and for their lifespan to be extended, then let them connect the ties of kinship. Let them connect the ties of kinship. That means talking to your uncles, and that means checking in on your aunts, and that means reaching out to family members. Taking the time to send them messages, taking the time to, you know, in the last days of Ramadan, congratulate them on the month of Ramadan, especially for those of us who may not have necessarily, most of the time when we're speaking to our family members, it's because our parents are putting the phone in our face and saying, speak to this person or speak to that person, that we don't look at it like a burden, but we look at it like we look at everything else, an act of worship. And it is an act of worship that comes with incredible reward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to hear the speech and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا سِمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم كثيرا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. So for those of you who are who joined just now, we went over six things that a person can do to take advantage of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and we mentioned Qiyam, and we mentioned seeking out Laylatul Qadr in particular, and to invest our nights in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recitation of the Qur'an, because it is the best of remembrance, as well as to make a program to give in charity and to connect with the ties of kinship. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are forgiven in this month. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those whose charities are accepted and whose fasting are accepted and recitation of the Qur'an and our qiyam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the best of our days, our last days, and the best of our moments, the day that we meet Him. Allahumma taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa iqra'atana lil-Qur'an. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal, wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل فأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المنكوبين في كل مكان. اللهم ارحمك بأهلنا في بيت المقدس وأكناف بيت المقدس. اللهم ارحم اللهم وفق وسدد إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم كن لهم معينا يوم قل المعين وكن لهم ناصرا يوم قل الناصر. اللهم ارفع هذا الوباء عنا اللهم ارفع هذا الوباء عنا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وقم إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.